Let's report!
5 new whip, got no keys. Tailor my clothes, no starch, please. As soon as I nut, you gon' leave. Got
M's?
Wah.
It's gonna be great. Babies.
It's gonna be great when we have video and you
got
can see
got M's
him.
In the bank, like, yes, indeed.
You can see him do this with a bong load of smoke pouring out of his mouth. I don't know.
Welcome, listeners, to the TPS Reports podcast.
Yes, indeed. The fuck is up?
In the morning.
Act, Term, and Drew. In the morning, not as early as we...
With our early riser, Term.
Bro, yeah. Did you notice that if you say, like, Pikachu, the character, slowly, it's like...
It's like peek at you.
Yeah.
It's weird how sometimes the words...
Frick.
Wait, so he says, soon as you nut, I'ma go?
No, that was me goofing.
Oh, so he says... Soon as I nut,
sucking
you can
dicks
go.
Over there.
I was gonna say this guy's a real jerk, but he is
jerking off wieners.
Soon as I nut, you can go.
Lil Baby references the $7 million yellow Ferrari that Drake bought in February 2018. So
back
he's rapping about Drake's car,
the
not
bad
even
and
his
bougie,
own.
That's and
not,
like just
not that cool. I can rap about Drake's car.
Blatant on the nose vulgarity in rap lyrics. It's like as soon as I nut, get the fuck out of here, you whore. That's what he's saying.
Little nut on your face. What was that one? Who's that? Young Thug or
what
something?
What was the other one?
Well, Chef said you don't pay her to stay, you pay her to leave.
What was the one that's like, nut?
Big Daddy Kane would say it ain't easy. What?
Nut on your face and then I go to sleep. What was that one? Isn't that Young Thug?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of it's like there's no metaphoric value. It's just like as soon as I jizz, I don't want to have anything to do with you, woman.
I put a dick in the rib cage. Do you think that's metaphoric, or do you think his wiener is really in her rib cage?
It's so big, he's breaking ribs with it. It's like blowing the back out and the ribs out.
Lawyer been charging
him
Jewish
back,
like
baby.
He voodoo. Real dope.
Wait,
boy, 100,000 in Ivusu.
I totally biffed hitting this.
I get that, like, he said, lawyer been charging he a Jewish like he voodoo. He
lawyer been charging he a Jewish.
He a Jewish is hilarious.
He a Jewish.
That's like on The Wire when they'd be like...
That's like anti-Semitic.
I'm a Baltimore police.
Yeah. To say he's Jewish when is fine. But when to say he's a Jewish, that's racist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Race?
It's the A. It's the article.
When I started watching The Wire, I was like, is that phonetically right? The way they keep saying, like, I'm a Baltimore police. I'm a police.
I'm a Jewish.
Right? That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds... something's off. God. I don't get the correlation between Judaism and voodoo.
Juju? Ooh, juju, bad juju.
They're not related. Lawyer being charged and he a Jewish like he voodoo.
What's the name of this song? People might not know what the... I barely know what we're talking about.
Yes, indeed, bro.
Yes, indeed.
It's the one where a little baby goes, no wah, starch. Wah, wah, bitch, I'm the baby. No starch, please. It's so
no
funny.
No starch, please, in a rap
sometimes
chorus with
like,
Drake on it is funny as hell.
I sit there like when I'm writing a hook... We've said for years how we're like, if you listen to this, you know that we're our own biggest critics. We constantly shit on ourselves and stuff. And
you love us. We think we suck.
Which is like an exaggeration at points. I listen to our shit all the time. And I'm like, damn, we're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But hooks is like one thing that we've always been like just down on ourselves is something we're not as good at.
Some hooks I like, I don't credit as being like that creative necessarily. Like beat
right.
it up, beat it. Like I love that song. I love playing it live, but it's not like wow, what a catchy.
I'll spend
catchy,
more time figuring out the right word or whatever for a hook than verses. Very often, where like a hook idea sits there for months because it's just not right.
We've always been.
And this motherfucker just says no starch, please.
No starch in my clothes, please.
I think too much.
Oh, I'm done coming. Leave. You can leave now.
Way too much. This is bullshit. Yeah.
I do think less now because it's like you listen to what do you say, like blow you like a flute or the line you always say, like a cello or something that don't make any sense. And it's like I really am overthinking how much my shit has to have like a a description behind it or some validation. You can really say whatever the fuck you want.
I've been seeing a trend in rap, which means a trend in all music, because rap music is now pop music.
Ariana Grande
is a rapper.
This guy kind of
proves that. He talks
about
how...
You have to... There's two. If you're on the come up, if you're like underground, you have to get attention somehow. You have to do some crazy shit to get attention.
Lil Baby.
Then if you're already famous, your album has to sound like you put no effort into it.
Yeah, you have to sound like you're on the come up.
Well, I
Kanye,
wonder why.
Lil Travis Baby started Scott, rapping. Drake, all these projects.
Lil Baby served 2 years in Georgia on gun charges and was encouraged by his friend Marlo and QC's
Marlo? Is it my name in the streets?
Right.
My name is my name.
QC's Coach K. Coach K told me he thinks I should start rapping because of my image and my lifestyle. He said, you got a lifestyle or an image, you might as well rap about what's going on.
I don't like starch in my laundry.
So I tried it and I stuck with it. I'm very humble and shit is moving fast. It just proves like this dude has no interest. This guy was never inspired to make music. He never felt like music and shit is in my blood. I want to make songs. I want to express some. Somebody just told him, like, hey, you're cool. You look cool. You're from the streets. You got guns. You went to jail for guns.
Rap.
Rap
about is
it.
Your outlet.
I admire that lifestyle because I'm a nerd and I don't do that.
You're jealous.
You should rap. I'll listen to
you're
it.
You're jealous because you have
I
to think hard
that.
And no one likes you. And he goes, wah, wah, wah. And everyone's like, yeah.
And now
Drake's like, let me on it now.
Stacks! I don't get it, man. I mean, yep. I do get it. I used to listen to like the Sex Pistols. And it's like the same
is
thing.
That,
somebody,
is it that?
Somebody told Sid Vicious.
The attitude, not the music.
Sid Vicious didn't play the bass. Somebody just told him, you're fucking cool. They had a guy backstage playing the bass, plugged into the fucking amp.
It's like Eazy-E was writing for other rappers, and they're like, no, dog.
Sid Vicious just stood there and did this. The Elvis lip, you know, all heroined out. Because he was way cooler looking than the guy that actually played bass on the album.
Yeah.
I think that's true for a lot of rock.
It's just still like... That
session musicians
rock was cooler, and now like rap is in the place.
Rap
of rock.
Is like emo, like the way terms opening song sound is not even that.
I'm doing
far
it.
Off.
I do it as a goof juxtaposition to be like, oh, like gangster shit, but done like Blink One. But now it's not even funny because
gangsters are doing it.
Love Blink
gangsters
One
are Mark Hoppus like, now. Tom, what's his name?
Mark Hoppus.
Mark
is right.
Hoppus nailed it.
The other one is Tom DeLonge.
DeLonge. Which one's the alien guy?
No one
it
knows.
It really sounds like them trying to do what you're doing, and they just don't do it right, and they put autotune on it, and that's what the sound is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should try to do that more. Like I should try to do it because actually the difference is Term can sing.
Yeah.
But I should go in the booth and say, I never had nothing, ain't got nothing now. And then you auto-tune the frick out of it and it'll just be dope now, I guess.
Yeah, but I can't.
I always thought my shitty singing is not dope. But I think I got to flip this whole operation on its head. When not sounding like shit is the dopest thing ever, I think.
I think, yeah.
You just got to sound like there's a new slang going through it means like you're sad.
Yeah.
I see.
I don't think that's that new.
Is it not?
I think we're just late.
I just see memes like all slang. The time now of like Lil Pump will post like that he cut his hair and he's not. Basically, if Lil something posts a picture where they aren't smiling.
He's going
and they're
it.
A little somber. Someone else will repost.
Lil Somber,
and
is that the new guy?
Dude. And someone else will repost and just say, Lil Xan's going through it right now. It's like, what? He's just not ecstatic. That's okay.
What, puberty?
I'm not going through anything. Sometimes your face is just your face. It's like my girl will be like, hey, what's wrong? I'll be like, nothing.
Just chilling, just thinking.
Yeah, I'm not going through anything.
I was told in high school that people I didn't know thought that I didn't like them because... Apparently, I just look. Like
did you like him? Come on.
Probably not in most cases, but I just think I was told I had like a set scowl. They call it resting bitch face, but
yeah.
I feel like if you're a dude, you got to say something else.
This is like a Carlin bit. They used to call it set scowl. Now it's resting bitch face. Five syllables.
They added
takes
a hyphen.
Little longer. Adds a hyphen.
And it's inclusive for women now.
I tweeted about it the other day, but everyone knows I'm a huge George Carlin fan. We both are. But like, I haven't watched a Carlin special in a really long time. And it's like, if it goes a few months, I'll be like, I'm in a Carlin mood. I'm going to throw on a George Carlin special.
I did
special.
That like a couple weeks before you were saying.
I threw on Jam. I noticed they're all on Amazon Prime Video. I was just looking for something that I didn't really have to pay attention to. I wasn't trying to watch a movie or whatever.
It's good to know because they're all, HBO specials. Motherfucker did more specials 14. For HBO than anyone I would be willing to
and
say.
And they're not on demand or nothing.
And HBO Go app has all the stand-ups. They took Louis C.K. off, which I don't like, but I get it. He jerked off in front of people and shit. They don't have one goddamn Carlin special on HBO
what?
Go. It doesn't make any sense.
Amazon got them, and I watched Jammin' in New York and then tweeted about how like everyone's got to fucking see this special. And I still mean it.
God bless you.
Shut this podcast off and go to your Amazon
Honestly,
Prime Video.
We're not saying anything.
I have seen that one.
It's
I've
so fucking
more,
good. What
I've
I like about it is
better
because
articulated.
One of the biggest things, and anyone will tell you this, is like what's great about Carlin and why he got away with being able to do so much social commentary and political commentary and serious stuff is because he keeps you laughing, and he's not just that. He's not preachy. He's not like, even when he is preachy, the balance, he'll finish up a political bit and then be like, now who wants to hear a couple fart jokes?
I was just talking to, I have a friend who's,
and now
a,
it's silly again, and it's cool.
She's a stand-up comic and has been through a lot of bad shit in her life. She sent me a thing that she's working on, but the whole point was that like, it's not funny, really. It's just me getting into dark stuff,
it's
and I want to know if that's okay.
And
that's exactly
and that's
what
right.
I referenced was, look, I'm a Carlin guy, and Carlin, to me, was like the king of this. He can be not funny as long as he was being poignant and being interesting.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he's done, you know, going on his rant and kind of senses, all right, they haven't laughed in a second, he goes, hey, how about some fart jokes?
And the difference is, he is funny. He opens up, it's, you know, the Persian Gulf and the war going on, a la 1989, 1990, and he's doing material on
big
it.
Doings in the
big
Persian
doings.
Gulf.
But the whole time, he opens up with like a 10-minute, very serious critiquing the government bit. The whole time, it's all fucking dick jokes still. Everything he talks about, like, whole lot of prick waving. It's not hard. You don't have to be a political history major to see the foreign dick prick waving policy at work. Oh, they have bigger dicks? Bomb them. He's talking about bombing. He's talking about why the missiles look like dicks. He's talking about, oh, Colin Powell,
this
Dick Cheney.
Also,
someone got fucked in the ass. It's all dick jokes, and it's all so like poignant and relevant. It's hilarious, though.
It's also in a time where, you know, I guarantee that all the late night shows and comic personalities around the country, they were goofing on Bush, but there wasn't this visceral, or Reagan.
Yeah.
There wasn't this visceral Trump-like hatred consensus like there is
exactly
today.
He's like, oh, let's not forget about the bullshit.
If someone
this.
Did that bit now about the Trump administration, it wouldn't be as impactful
be
because
Everyone
I've already heard
bit.
15 guys today take a dump
you know
on
what? There's
President
no dick
Trump
jokes
and,
in
and
the Trump bits either. That's why it's fucking hysterical. He gets away with anything.
There's a certain amount of entertainment just based on the fact that he's saying it in front of a lot of people. And people are like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, exactly, terms
And then
point.
He goes into silly shit. And then by the end, he's talking about the bit about, like, the planet is fine, the people are fucked, which is great. Like, save the environment and just breaking down that whole, you know, he's not like a climate change denier or somebody in 2018 might, like, look at that now. But he's saying, like, you think you're a fucking threat to the planet and lays it out
no,
so
he's a climate change acknowledger. The climate is changing,
right.
And that's
and
fine.
We're gone.
The planet doesn't care if the climate changes. What climate change environmentalist save the planet shit is save the humans. The planet
yeah.
will be fine.
Fuck the
His
humans.
Point is, that, yeah, the planet will be fine without us. What every environmentalist really wants
yeah, you're right.
is that we make it still capable
That's
for us to
That's what natural selection is. Nature selected us, and then it's going to select to get rid of us when it doesn't need
it
us
doesn't
anymore.
Want us
Period.
Here, bro.
And he also talks about, like, you know, if we need more housing for homeless people. No one talks about the war on homeless, right? Like, there's no one gives a shit. And he, cemeteries.
Houseless.
And golf courses and just like the elitist racist history of golf and
Great
it takes up entirely too much space. Every fucking point he makes in that, I'm not going to do his whole special. I'm already talking too much, but it is so goddamn like brilliant 30 years later and no one talks about this
if
shit anymore.
If we donated all the land that's taken
he does
up
the
by
math,
golf courses, which is a fucking elitist rich white man sport that it's you know, all of this land for some guys to hit a tiny
and
little
it
ball.
It takes
this
a
big,
lot of water
and
to
give
maintain.
It to the homeless. We will cure the issue yeah. of
he's just
of
a smart dude
overnight.
Who
the problem
save
is
the
people
months.
Who are homeless. Aren't just like if you gave them the keys to a house, they wouldn't be like, okay, now yeah. I have a house and yeah, I can pay my now. Rent. Yeah. A lot of them are
but
fucking
it's still
crazy.
Like, why does no one talk about
which
that?
Which is a whole
other
thing.
Get rid of a few cemeteries and golf courses, make a lot of apartments and homes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's still an option. We're just building more. The president wants to build more golf courses. So, I don't know. Listen to George Carlin, guys, is all I'm saying. He's smarter than we are. So. One thing, totally an aside, and I'm just going to say it because...
In aside.
Yeah. Last week I said how King of the Road is like the only show that I'm watching, skateboard thrasher program.
The only show he's watching.
There's one other show that I really... I was thinking about that. I'm like, that can't be right. Like, I watch other shit sometimes, but like...
Breaking the only other Bad and Seinfeld reruns.
Yeah, just reruns of stuff. But I'm not talking about that. There's, awesome. There's one show on
I
TV
love
right now...
reruns.
...that I'm just going to... that I like a lot.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. And it's called Detroiters.
I knew it.
On Comedy Central. It just... You may have heard of it. It used to be after Tosh.
I got nowhere to go with it. I just think it's a good show.
I have nowhere to go with it either. I just want to say that I'm watching that show and it's funny and I love that they like they commit to like dumb ass stuff.
Super
borderline
stupid.
Not funny. I'm not laughing at some of the shit. Like it's almost like
that's
what they're going for. And
so
I love that,
dumb and it's only funny because they committed to doing.
Yeah,
the
like
joke.
Oh, they're running with this angle. Yes. Okay, that's funny that
and
they're
I,
doing.
I
that.
I like that kind of humor.
Yeah, like even when SNL goes
I had
stupid.
The Tom Green show on VHS when I was younger.
So yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. And this is also. Kind of irrelevant, but one of the dudes, Tim Robinson, the white guy from Cramlin Duvet in the show, he was a Second City Chicago actor.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I interned at Second City when I was in college.
Represent. Well, you do.
And
I
did like
there.
A. There would be like lighting tests, right? They'd go like set the. They'd have to film something later.
Oh, you know him?
I did a sketch thing or two, not with him, but it's like I would be there and I had to hold some plants in the frame.
Look who's the homie.
And like set up lights and shit. But he was like the main guy, you know, a big name at Second City at the time.
From this moment forward, I will never see his face again without saying.
It's Acumenal's friend.
The homie.
The homie. So there's that too. Like I have actually brushed shoulders with the fucking dude when I was an intern at Second City. And now he's
grease
like,
palms.
I notice when it
you
says.
You interned at Second City?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. What did you do?
Like assistant editor work where I was in the communications department. So I would just like,
yeah, bro.
Organize. We definitely never talked about this on the podcast.
We're
no. If you can finish your other point,
we're big league.
But yeah, well, the point is that Detroiters is
Second
funny.
City's minor leagues.
I take podcast notes in my phone every week just to like ideas of what, and the, like I don't have anything really. And one for this week is Detroiters is funny. That's all I wrote.
Right.
I just want to get
it's
that
a
off
true
my
note.
Chest.
It's a
but it's really silly
note.
And not enough shows.
You wrote
are,
down a fact.
Committing to just like a childish, silly joke, and it's funny to tell them. So good on him, you know?
Yeah. He's getting attacked by a dude with a mask on and shit who kept breaking in, the security guy.
Yeah.
And he finally like stayed there and caught the guy.
It's like
and
the scream, like pulling the mask
getting
off.
Getting
his
attacked.
Head.
He pulls the mask off
and then
real
it's like,
slow.
Dun, dun, dun.
I have no idea who you are.
Like, you are a stranger who I've never seen before. It's stupid as hell. But yeah, I interned at Second City. When I was still in college, and I would just like organize all the dailies and the footage, and like organize their hard drives and
Drew
get it
Michael.
Ready so that the
Drew Michael's the homie.
That's also sort of true. I edited stuff for Drew Michael.
If I'm not mistaken,
the performances.
No, they would do. They have like a, you know how like an SNL, they have like the digital short where it's not live, but it's material like that. They did shit like that.
Second City has those?
Yeah, they have just like video pieces and sketches
web
and web
things.
Series type shit. So I would,
oh.
I would like.
Yeah, didn't you edit a web series?
That was different. I had two internships, and the other thing I was more hands-on editor, and that was the thing I did with Marty DeRosa
editor.
And Drew Michael, Chicago comedians. Drew Michael actually has like a half-hour special now, and he's making a name for himself. But he was funny as hell back then. Like I'm sure he wouldn't remember me.
You're gonna get me too'd with all that hands-on editing. You know, talking about.
But Second City, I was more of like a, not the editor. I was just preparing everything for their editors And then like extra hands, you know, like, hey, we need someone to help set up the green screen and shit. And I would go make sure there's no wrinkles in the green screen and
you
all that.
Get me too if you don't watch out what you do with those extra wrinkles. You know what I'm saying?
Was it the same exact line as before? Hands on and extra hands. Yeah. Okay.
They both had hands.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to you.
Handsy.
I'm trying to reminisce on my college memories.
Yeah, you guys like Second City? I mean, like, do you go? The performance.
One of my,
I didn't do it. He did it with our homie Dylan.
Yeah, they gave me I wish I two tickets to like their main stage show, which I think Tim Robinson was a part of at the time. And yeah, that's the only time I ever saw a Second City show. And they
I've gone like five times. It's so cool.
It was so much fun.
I don't think I've ever been in the building.
I was with my guy friend Dylan, but it struck me as a perfect thing to bring a date to.
Yeah.
You're trying to put some money on a fun night. You want to go just have like a bite and some beers and a comedy show. Mm-hmm. Second City Chicago is fucking a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
here's,
so
here's one thing.
Laid for sure after
getting
Second City.
For show. We, this is like, I use the word regret sparingly, or like, I don't have a lot of regrets in my life. There's all, there's sorts of shit that I wish I did.
God damn regret.
One thing I regret is when I was done with my term there, my little semester long thing, and it was it. I got my credits and whatever. They gave me a free redeem like thing to go take a level A improv class, and I didn't use it. And I remember at the time I was still in college, I was working on Palmer Square's. Whatever the fuck shit we were working on back in whenever that was, like 10 years, not 10 years ago, 7 or 8. But it was like always on my list, and I had to redeem it within a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
and I didn't, and I let it go, and I could have had. And not that I'm trying to break into the improv comedy scene or anything.
We could use
I had a. It's just like getting free food at craft services, like we talked about too. It's like, well, I'm not even hungry, but it's a free offering, and I'm gonna try to capitalize.
You could
on that.
Be on SNL right now.
I could be.
Well, I'm delivering pizzas, just like.
Yeah. Well, I used to know that guy. He's the homie.
The homie.
But. Yeah, I had, you know, whatever that, maybe it's 6 or 8 weeks worth of, you know, you show up and sign up for, enroll in the course and go, they kind of teach
whole
you
a whole
level A,
session?
And like the first introductory 101, and then you have to graduate up to all the other levels. Whoa. Until you
they
like,
give you your white belt, and then if you want the yellow, you got to, you know,
but I can say wholeheartedly
bucks.
That I regret not using that.
Yeah.
And I'm. I wanted to when I had it.
Same
it
training that Harold Ramis got, dude.
Time got away from
same
me.
Same training that Chris Farley got, dude. Same training that Tina Fey got, dude. Same training that...
I don't need training on like shame. I just... I'm born with it.
Amy Poehler, right? Mm-hmm. Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah. Steve Carell.
Steve
Colbert.
Carell. I was going to say those two. You guys are fucking cutting
me
off.
Yeah, you're not off. Fast enough. You gotta start it, and then we take
they
over.
They call me Tortuga.
You gotta go. Did you ever intern anywhere, Drew, when you were like studying
music? I interned.
Can you guys please call me Tortuga from now on?
Tortuga.
I interned like several years after I graduated, because I graduated, I studied, majored in music, and also semi like minored in audio. There were some audio, basic audio classes were part of my music degree, just like a... You know, just so musicians had an introduction to being in the studio. But because of, like, so those couldn't count towards a minor. So it's like I had enough classes of audio to have a minor in audio engineering, but a few of them were actually required credits for my music degree, so it doesn't count.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Anyway, I was already doing some professional recording, and I was like, I want to get into the studio scene more. I was living in Kansas City. I interned at Chapman Recording in Kansas City that closed just in the past year. It was open for like 30 years. And that's where Strange Music was doing. Originally, Tech N9ne started going there. And then when he did Strange Music, that's where they did all the Strange Music stuff. That's how I met Ben, mm-hmm. the engineer at Strange Music, and like first met Seth's crew and stuff was interning over there. So it wasn't an internship with Strange Music, but they worked there. And Ben would let me sit in while he was mixing stuff and give me tips, and I still like communicate with him. And so, yeah, he had an influence on my rap mixing for sure in that time. But yeah, that's where I interned, eating the fucking
Frick
candy.
Yeah.
Like,
you still had the candy then?
Cleaning up in the. Like, so Strangeland.
Someone in that
studio,
operation has a sweet
Strangeland
tooth.
Is super. The template of it, studio wise, is super based on what Chapman was. It's way doper than
Chapman
was. So,
you got college credit for that or no?
This was like I was 3 or 4 years out of college. Okay. I wanted to get more experience. I was doing a lot of recordings at home, which is now we've gone the other direction, but I wanted to be in studios, and so I just got an internship.
That's what you gotta do, though. I was glad I had those two internships in college. I feel like I got a lot out of those, sometimes more than the college classes, you know?
I had no internship in college, but in music school, it's all kind of like an internship. There's a lot of performances where you perform with faculty, and a lot of we had master class every week where you like 100 of us get together and we would all perform for all the other students in the faculty and critique it and shit. And classes, like my classes were like jazz combo, where we go twice a week and we play jazz tunes together with a certain group, and that's the kind of stuff that you perform at masterclass.
Stuff to calm term down. Mm-hmm. Some jazz.
Mm. Yeah.
Standards.
Yeah.
Tickle the ivories.
So I don't know. And then we had public performances as part of the degree, and so that was kind of,
I hated class critiques.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Would the critiques be very harsh on your work or something?
Yeah, it just made me I just felt pressured.
Everyone else would go, and the critiques are like, critiques again. You're just really good. And then they get to you.
It was some like fucking Da Vinci's in my class. So it's like the day before, like, I'm not done. This is going to look like shit next to dude's piece. It's going to be fucking awesome. Everyone's going to be like, so good.
Speaking of dude's piece, you would have to draw dude's pieces.
Mm-hmm. That's only the first year. That wasn't homework or nothing. You don't draw a dude's piece at home. You need the dude's piece there in front of you to draw it.
Yeah.
That was my favorite, one of my favorite parts of art school.
Professionally trained in schlong drawing. Term K.
Funny.
I drew a lot of naked dicks, a lot of like in-person dicks that I had to look at mirror. And study and draw self-portrait. Them. A lot of tits too, wrinkled, nice. Sagging. We used a lot of old. The older wrinkled, and sagging, the more out of shape, sad. The better, because it's more details to draw.
Wow.
You know, every fold and every wrinkle is fucking shadowing, and it's, you know, it's just shape. It's stuff to learn.
Wow.
That's better than the classic, you know, Greek sculpture body, you know? So we did a lot of that. I told you about the time there was one teacher who, he was a real goof. He was just like a George Costanza-y sort of like pudgy bald dude, socially inept. And he wasn't a life, that was called life drawing, where you have the models. And he wasn't a life drawing instructor. He was some other, like a design instructor or something. And he was substituting for a life drawing instructor that day. And occasionally there was hot models. There was one or two girls in particular that were pretty darn fines. And we had the darn fines, big boobied blonde girl that day. And this dude, he had never done the class. So eventually he just had her draw. We did a 40-minute pose drawing of her. In her jeans, she had jeans, tight jeans and Uggs, and just her top off and tits out, which was not normal. If your tits were showing, you usually didn't have pants or shoes on.
She was too hot to give you the full frontal.
For some reason, the fact that she had...
This Costanza guy just wanted to like have her jeans on.
She wasn't too hot.
He's a jeans and Uggs guy?
I've drawn that same girl before then, totally naked. Oh. Usually when you see nipple and shit, the rest of them is also naked. It's just standard. I don't know why, but for some reason, just her with her boots and jeans... But her titties out, it was sexualized more, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I get that.
And it seemed like the whole class was like, all the dudes were a little put off. Right. Yeah, we couldn't draw because we were like, this is pretty hot. And all the girls couldn't draw because they were like, this is bullshit.
Why is she wearing Uggs?
This is bullshit. This is misogyny. This is whatever.
No, this is art. Your teacher's like, you're not an artiste.
I'm pretty sure the dude got fired, though. I think like within a week, a bunch of girls complained to like the dean and whoever that day.
Time's up.
It's funny how that works.
This
but
is years ago.
It's here's a person.
But it was interesting to me because like the dude didn't. I don't think there was anything perverted in his.
No.
I don't think he had perverted intentions.
Maybe her feet were cold that day in her vagina.
But it was
she
interesting.
She had to keep her jeans legs. And Uggs on. You know?
And can you pull the back of your jeans down just a little bit and expose the top of your butt crack? Maybe the top of your butt isn't cold.
She was the least offended and most oblivious to there being anything wrong, I think, of anyone.
Yeah, she's a hot chick.
Maybe she showed up late and they're like, we need you out there. She's like, all right, I'll just fling my shirt off.
I only got time to
remove
one
I'm telling you, she showed up. This was always, they're there in clothes.
They're there.
And then the fucking instructor tells them, what? Okay, let's have this, you know?
What? That's a radical
usually
fuck.
The old...
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, items at a time. Why don't you take your shirt off first?
My instructor was Luann Marie Burkhart. She was my favorite teacher in college. She was this awesome old woman whose name was Luann Marie Burkhart, the initials of which are LAM.
Yeah.
And Gwen Stefani has a clothing company called LAM.
Hilarious.
Every day. This old woman would wear at least one, sometimes a whole, like, outfit. At least one, though, article of lamb clothing that said lamb on it somewhere. It's fucking awesome. This old lady's got a whole closet wardrobe full of Gwen Stefani's latest shit. Anyway, if she was there, usually the person would, like, have been there already and discussed with her what the poses are going to be or whatever. So this guy showed up a little later. And then she was already there with her clothes on, and he just said, like, all right, let's just start with... Yeah,
put the pants back on, and then put my tongue on your nipple, and, yeah.
I just found it interesting at the time, though, how I didn't think about it when it was happening until it did happen, how, like, I still can't really explain why. It just seemed more erotic with her pants and shoes on. You know
it
what
makes
I'm talking
sense.
About?
Fully naked.
You're an accomplice, dude. You were there when that happened. The blood's on your hands, too.
I drew it.
You raped her.
I did nothing to stop it. I drew it.
Oh, shit. This is your Me Too admission?
I could look through my old
there's more.
sketches and see if I still have the pictures. If I can smack off to them.
Okay, and now Me Too.
Fully naked.
No, but I saw
it's
hella dongs.
A creature, an animal, you know, like...
Right.
This is like you're in the middle of... Like making out with me, and you get my shirt off, and I'm super into it.
And
we drew
with clothes all the time. But if there was any
halfway.
Articles of clothes, it was all the clothes.
Yeah,
you know.
So they broke the all or nothing rule.
We never drew a dude with just his shirt on and his wiener hanging out. You know,
should have.
It was never half and half like that. And the one time it was with the hottest girl that ever came to model for us. At least in my experiences. And much to the chagrin of every other girl in the class. And then, yeah, I remember then, like, a week or two later, that dude wasn't there anymore.
Damn.
Speaking of smacking off to pictures.
He was also kind of an idiot.
Term
I had him in other classes. He
Term
was
got an interesting
stupid.
Instagram
oh,
message.
Jesus, that's the transitions?
Uh-huh. It was pretty good. Smacking off to pictures and go.
Yeah, I just got a weird DM the other day. I was telling Drew briefly. I don't know. You remember we played a show
Are
in
you
Portland.
Going somewhere? You gotta go.
Not yet.
Okay.
We played a show a couple years ago in Portland. Remember this dude? I was told it was Portland, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, go on. I'll fill it in.
This dude brought us necklaces. They're fucking hand blown.
Oh
this.
Boy, hand blown talk. You're gonna get me too'd. You okay? You gonna puke?
Yeah. These hand blown little necklaces, glass blown. Why do I keep saying hand blown?
Because
they're just little they're.
Isn't that what the thing says?
They're like discs, glass discs, and in the middle have little fucking flowery shit that both of ours say our names, our rap names, Term and Ack. We each got one personalized.
I remember we wore them in Seattle, which was after
okay.
Portland.
So we got in. Okay, that makes sense.
So we
now.
Either got them in Portland or Seattle, and we were wearing them on stage a couple of years ago.
Incriminating evidence.
Get to the point, dude. I'll cut you off.
All right, homegirl's woman hits me up and tells me that homeboy is a pedophile, And she wants me. She was wondering if I remember the necklace and if I can locate it. Homeboy's a pedophile. And she wants me to find the necklace and smash the pedo necklace.
So this guy had his house raided.
Oh, what? That was the request?
In suspicion of child pornography, and yeah, he's guilty.
I don't know. I don't know how much I want to say. It's really dark and super unfortunate.
I wanted to talk about it because this goes back to
her.
The neo-Nazi guy we talked about with Prob. It's like, you can't control the fucking maniacal shit of your fans or, like, people. This is way worse than the neo-Nazi guy, and he likes
our
music.
Yeah, I think, first of all, the word Nazi.
The Nazi guy never made us custom necklaces,
nowadays,
man. Hand-blown.
The word Nazi is so thrown around that, like, I don't know what this guy's friend.
I bet he's not a Nazi, and even if he were, this is worse.
He probably defended, like, Trump's separation of families policy, which is stupid and wrong.
You know what's stupid and wrong?
But
child porn.
I don't know if defending a policy that's wrong in an argument with your friend makes you a Nazi.
Yeah, it's like, dude, school shooters.
Do they only listen to insane music?
Or do they just like normal music, you know? Like, they listen to fucking Lil Pump or whatever, Astroworld.
All right, we're getting into different things here. I'm just saying, I think your buddy having a disagreement with you and calling you a Nazi is a little different than the FBI raiding your house.
Oh, that's
and
different.
And saying, look, what we found makes you guilty.
But we were
of
talking about that guy. And it's like, well, you should just let him know. And we got to, you know, should you have like some message to your fans
about
being better?
I guess they can
like
raid your house and prove that you're a Nazi if they find Nazi stuff.
Yeah, we wouldn't encourage any sort of despicable behavior. But you can't control or you know, moderate who's... I want everyone to listen to my music. I want every fucking buddy to listen to the Palmer Squares.
Right.
I'd be making more money. I'd be living better. I'd be eating better.
Bad
if everybody
listened
to
music
me,
too.
I'd be doing better.
Well, this adds another layer because now you have a physical piece of something.
I don't want it.
That you want it, and it's cool.
Well,
but it was created by someone bad.
Now that I don't care much about hurting dudes' feelings, I was never that psyched on the necklace in the first
place.
Oh,
you don't care for it. Okay.
The K is kind of a little wonky. I don't even like the K on the end of my name now anymore. In the frick place, the thread for the necklace is this like light blue thread.
I'm going to go get mine. I'll be right back.
Destroy it.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to take fucking hammers to these piece of shit necklaces. She just asked me. I figure it's the least I can do is, you know, for the situation. I can't even begin to imagine what she's going through and shit, you know. It has to be 10
times
worse.
Are you
going to
send her video of any smashing it?
Trauma I've ever been through. Yeah, she asked. She's on a mission to have every piece he ever made that she's aware of destroyed.
Oh!
And she wants evidence. So, you know.
That's wild.
There's 100 phones in this room or cameras. I got a camera in my pocket always.
You know what? He did a slop job now that I look
slop
at it again.
Slop job. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude. A pedophile blew this.
What is it, a kid?
I tried to set you up with something.
I don't feel right joking about this. This is bad.
Yeah, it is bad. But, you know, we deal with that. Not deal with it, but we get that more than you would think. The average listener would think.
That? No, we don't.
No.
That was a first, for sure.
No, dude, fans reaching out on a fucked up level. On a my
very often.
Baby's daddy did this. On a my, you know, people dying level. On drug levels. On, like... Your music helped me out
I'm
of this situation, and the situation is fucked. Like, there's a lot of people
neutral.
That give us, like, people. Didn't somebody send you, like, a tickets and an arrest thing about, like, somebody being in jail or something? Like, sending us the paperwork? We're like, what do you want us to do?
What am I going to? I'm not. I don't have a connection one.
On the trail. TPS is on the
trail. Yeah, I usually try and stay neutral. It's like some relationship tiffed. I don't know who's right and who's wrong. If she's trying to get revenge,
but
he's trying to get revenge.
A lot of times it's like this. The Palmer Squares never really need to know about a lot of this stuff. But if this lady
sometimes
is on a mission,
like
I'm going to destroy everything this guy ever made because fuck him. He destroyed my life.
Like I said, I can't even begin to imagine what a situation like this is like to be in. It has to be, you know, 10 times more traumatic than what I've assumed was like the worst thing that I've been through and shit. I feel like the least I can do is, you know, do a simple task that she asks. That's very doable. I got a hammer. I got time.
Yeah. I'm not even going to ask for proof or articles that she did send proof, you said.
Mm-hmm. She sent an arrest report.
Okay. I was going to say, like, we're just also taking it at her word.
And research shows that they do have a history. And,
Well, I'm sorry to this lady. I didn't get the message, but that's obviously super fucked up to hear about. And, yeah, I don't give a shit about this sloppy ass hand blown piece of garbage. Let's smash it.
Yeah, I mean,
raise awareness for not touching kids.
I don't know what good it's going to do, but yeah, if you're a piece of garbage and you want to give me something, I'm going to take it.
I'm not going to immediately assume you're a pedophile.
When I find out you are, I'm going to smash whatever you gave me. That's what's up.
Frick you.
Mm-hmm. That's
I like it.
That's where I draw
my
the line.
My contribution to making this world a better world. Smashing gifts given to me by pedophiles.
Yeah. Well, there's one more thing I want to show you guys before we do a fan question. A fan sent me this. I'm going to shout him out. Let me find his thing.
Great. What is this?
World Star Hip Hop does these like on the street interview thing, I gather. I've had him sent, but it's like, you know, like people freestyling on the street and they go like, "Hey, spit some bars."
A fan sent you this?
Yes. a fan sent me what's it? Neil Armsbong _.
That's awful. So. That's almost as bad as the fucking Game of Stoke.
Yeah, we were
yuck.
So I was looking at this. He sent this video and he's just like, check this out. Are they probably go around when it's like after shows and stuff like that and just gas stations and they're just trying to hop up on people like get them to rap on mic and it stinks, right? So they put a compilation together of like rap fails. And so here's one dude.
Do they only go to white dudes?
Look.
Can't do dripping.
I can't see the screen. Okay.
Like a villain.
So here's this guy at his car.
Breaker style slippers. Accurate TX. Yeah, I'm playing. Hey. Yeah.
The guys holding the mics are like vibing. They're loving it, but he's really not saying shit.
Yeah. Got some clout.
This
yeah.
This is so much better.
This is why
than
I don't freestyle.
Yeah. I'm out.
Hey, he out. Yeah.
Let me know if you hear anything familiar, though.
Follow me on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Ben Alvin, B-E-N.
I'm going to cut that out. Fuck this guy's plug.
You know what I'm saying? I know my shit's trash, but fuck with me, though. Fuck with me.
We out here sharing love, man.
So fuck with me. I suck, but fuck with me.
Fuck
me.
I'm a rapper now.
Fuck with me.
I thought that little firing emoji was like a thing on his car. I thought he had like a flame coming out of the...
Yo.
Anything you want.
Freestyle Friday. Whatever comes to mind. Whatever you want.
Whatever comes to mind.
Calculating grams, my heart palpitating rapidly. I go over my balcony and spit my stomach acid.
Okay.
Shit.
Wait, he didn't even say it.
Exactly. I'm gonna run it back.
Yo, what the fuck?
What calculating,
set it backwards.
Calculating grams, my heart palpitating rapidly. I go over my balcony and spit my stomach acid.
Go over.
So first of all, the rhyme, he's ripping term off right off the bat.
What is the date on this? Is this new or old?
God, I so quickly just went from proud to ashamed.
Here, let me...
Fucking loser. I'll kill him.
I can open up this actual YouTube window and check.
Oh, that
was just in my email.
Oh.
I emailed it to myself because Neil Armsbong
sent
it to
me. Oh, yeah. It's new.
Armsbong.
Or that's this guy's upload of it.
Yeah, either way, it looks like it's new. I got the message recently, so... but this, I'll talk more about it. I just want to play this shit.
Rapidly,
yo,
I go over
it's
my
buzzed cauldron.
My stomach acid.
So he slips it.
You're not even going anywhere.
He starts with balcony. First of all,
I go
balcony,
over my balcony.
Balcony is the B rhyme, not the A rhyme.
Oh, man.
Rapidly, B. Stomach acid off. The balcony has to end it, not start with it. So right off the bat, he says it wrong and then blanks and then fucking snort it out.
Rapidly is the A.
So listen,
he's
not
just making it his own, man.
It's not over.
It's not?
No. So he's just...
He put his hands on his knees.
I'm not feeling it. I'm sorry.
No worries, man. We appreciate you putting the effort, man. Thanks.
That was like 3 seconds. I listened to more like... I don't know.
More like what? Us?
I get up every morning.
Now he asks him clearly.
I'm watching stories. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm a bit corny or horny, whatever you say on the story. Yeah. Fuck.
It's hard, isn't it, bud? It's not easy.
the card shuffler. I play the field, Gerard Butler.
Nice try, bud. And now he's got his hand on his chin like the emoji, like, huh? What's the He's got hand chin emoji. He's thinking it out. He's,
double squeeze knee.
He's trying so fucking hard to rap my shit.
Boppers. I play.
Wait, who put broken language over it?
He probably asked for it because he thought he would know our shit, and he's still biffing.
Oh, they're playing that?
Yeah.
I'm guessing when they're like, hold on, like, I know this one thing.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah. It's not over, by the way.
It's cool.
I'm just letting these long pauses roll. So he's in front of like a 7-Eleven, and he's thinking. He's like thinking, what else?
Joker. Like Mad Hatter with his ass backwards.
He's still trying. He's thinking so hard about the lyrics.
He's just going through the song and saying the words.
I want to go home, but I'm home. We're recording this at home. I just want to leave.
Oh, no.
Bodies get cremated on the Friday.
I got to run to the store. You guys want anything? I just got to get out of here.
Bad. Was that the do or die, right?
Today, the do or die day.
So he's still trying.
Why are they letting this happen so long?
I like Copenhagen a lot. I open the can. I dip because I'm addicted. Fuck.
So, and now he takes a big mouthful of chewing tobacco, daps up the host, and leaves with his tail between his legs.
He got a big old dip in his lip.
I don't know if I'm ready, though.
Yeah, so...
Fuck.
I got a couple thoughts about this guy. Because first of all, there's like...
Oh, no. I'm
dude,
so embarrassed
this on the internet
right
so much. This is hilarious.
So thank you, Neil Armstrong.
No!
That just tickled me pink.
Fuck!
This guy... Here's one thing. I saw some...
I can't explain how badly I wish he would have just gotten all our words and ripped me off.
He's trying to line bite, but he's failing. So there's the line bite. I'm not even mad at him. I think it's dope that when somebody runs up
failure.
On him, somebody runs up on him at a 7-Eleven, says, "Hey man, rap for us." The first thing he's trying to come up with is Palmer Squares lyrics.
Yeah,
Palmer Squares lyrics. Fuck, I got this. I know this. My heart palpitating rapidly. I walk to a balcony and spit my stomach acid. Fuck. Now his head goes to fuck. Now I lost the rhyme. That ain't it. Now I'm lost. So this guy has listened to us so much more than we listen to this shit that we made, you know? And then people give us shit about not knowing all of our songs at the moments ready to play them when we get a requested live. It's your job. You know how fucking hard it is to, like, memorize all the tongue twisters? And we pretty much put together a 70-minute set whenever we want.
Quit while you're ahead. But sometimes you should quit while you're behind. And this went on way too long.
He thought he was going to come back. He's like, you know what? I'm going to shift.
Painful.
I'm going to shift from term rape room, the stomach acid off a balcony. I'm going to go to ACK, broken language. I know that flow.
No, you don't.
The Mad Hatter, the card shuffler, Gerard Butler, blank, fuck, shit, I want to leave.
Oh, man.
So I'm kind of flattered.
I'm not. You heard me. Go. You could bring it back when you first. The first words out of his mouth was my flattery. Oh, yeah. We're getting repped. Look how we got repped. I'm not flattered. That was shameful. I feel a little bit insulted. I'll be honest.
Why do you feel insulted? I'm.
Oh, you're such a big fan. You don't know shit.
It's not easy, man. We make it look easy because we're the shit.
I'll rap you my favorite MF Doom verse on the spot.
Right now.
Always.
Go.
I can't do
it. Hey, rap. See? That's what these guys make these videos off of, is running on idiots like you and saying rap some Doom.
I don't like the premise of these videos. If I was a guy in his shoes, that's what I'm saying. Quit while you're behind. You should
fail stuff is big.
Learn how to say, no, I'm cool. Walk. Just say no to freestyles. You know what I'm saying? If you suck ass and you're just going to butcher something that ain't even yours, why can't you just be like, I'm sorry, man, I don't do that.
I'm sure cool. They prey on these kids outside the 7-Eleven, like after, you know, Lollapalooza after party or something. They're probably fucked up. It's not a good time to pop quiz somebody on raps. And so I get it, but...
In an instant, get smoked like Winston cigarette. Hoes get ripped off like Nicorette patch. The real tribe scene might snatch your life like assault machine. Rifles dead up, wet up like both five.
You don't even know it, and you just woke up and had coffee. This kid's probably drunk at the 7-Eleven getting more booze. And then these people just run up on him like, hey, man, spit some raps.
The super villain chewing like a villain.
You don't have to. We know you can.
I be chillin' still quick to slice square like Sicilians. Don't make me have to hurt them feelings. I'll ruin you with the dirt that I be doing in my dealings. You know.
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, shout out to that guy.
Fuck that guy. It was garbage. I'll give him a smooch.
I gotta run in a minute. Do we want to wrap it up, or do you want to like?
Yeah.
I'll sign off, and you can do some fan questions.
We didn't do a fan question. Yeah,
oh, we could do one. I got one queued up.
Sure, I'll go to it also, and then. Yeah, let's just do
I
the
go
one.
Go over
I guess.
The balcony.
So
spit my stomach acid.
This is good. Yo, what up, Act Term, and hopefully Drew. Hey, I'm here. First, I'd. Sorry.
I don't know what you just laughed at.
Myself. Do you don't laugh at yourself? I laugh at
I do, but you gotta chill out sometimes.
We established yesterday that I think everything's funny.
You think
what did I say yesterday where Drew just funny. Like growled?
I don't know.
You said
everything.
You said Justin Timberlake had the nipple video, and I said he had the nipple Super Bowl. Yeah. And then you went like you were like forming Voltron.
You formed Voltron, bro.
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, right. the timing was way better than that, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like, it was perfect. It was set up perfect.
I crushed that line. All right, what's up? Everything's
funny.
Hopefully, Drew.
First, I'd like to say thanks for answering my question on the podcast about the No More Jobs tour. A couple questions. What was the inspiration behind the little skit at the beginning of Bag It Up? Did somebody actually try and buy a 13 sack before?
5 for 5. Obviously. 0.5 for 5.
We were just reminiscing the other day with our buddy from. We had some high school homies over to barbecue at the crib, and you know, Ak used to sell weed in high school. I used to sell weed in high school. Our homie that
we
was over
sell
used
it
to
each
sell.
Other. We just
everybody
no profit
in high
margin.
School at some point bought ounces from fucking.
Be sure to give their last name too.
From
by
Brett Glody, and it sold weed to their friends at some point in time just to smoke for free. So there was a point where that was Ak and me and my homie Kyle, who's my best friend in middle school and shit. we were just such scumbags. We called. First of all, one time you gave us like a gram or an eighth or something, and it had a giant stem in it that we put on the scale, and the stem was 0.5, half a gram. And we were like, man, that's bullshit.
There's no way a stem was a half gram.
It was a half gram stem, dude. I remember this.
No, I remember you and Kyle were little scumbag skeevers who would pinch out of other people's bags. So you're like, it was probably 0.1.
Right.
And you're like, that's a 5.
We'd be like, hey, so-and-so needs an eighth. Can you get it for us? And we'd get so-and-so an eighth just so we can take a bowl pack out of their eighth. That was like the middleman tax. Anyway, we brought you a 0.5 stem that
allegedly.
We can trade for 0.5 in Nug, and you did it for us. We also did my favorite though was one time all we had was $5 and Kyle just came up with the phraseology of hey, let us get 0.5
for
5 for
5,
which is a half gram for $5, which especially fucking 10, 15 years ago in the suburbs of Chicago, that was not the price of a gram. $20, you
dime bags of dime bag.
You're lucky to get 1.0. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we were asking for 0.5 for 5, just because it sounded good.
So that doesn't really have anything to do with Bag It Up, but we're just talking about that. And I think in Bag It Up,
yeah,
we just wanted to say something leading
remember.
Up to the song. And we were both in the booth at the same time, just like making up.
We've talked before.
The
I said a few weeks ago about it's how we get into it. We just suck ass at that fucking.
You'll notice
prior to this to the verse how rappers say shit on the song.
You'll notice we don't have a lot of that banter in any of our songs.
Tekashi says something about Treyway or something. We should say Stankface on everything. We should be like, you know.
Yeah, but instead,
Acumeno in the building. It's stank face reggae.
I was about doing to get our into impression this. Of somebody who's better at it, doing like, you know what it is. We about to get into it. It's like, I don't talk like that.
I don't.
And then you put me trying to talk like me in front of a mic. I'm like that kid at the 7-Eleven.
Hey, what's going on? I'm about to do this.
Yeah, here we go. So what else? I don't
eggs.
Okay.
I'm surprised we kept that in. I remember we probably just like scrap that shit. It stunk. And then we played it back. I'd be like, eh, it's kind of funny. Leave it in.
So just off top, don't go, you don't have to think too deep, but.
Too late.
Your hip hop Mount Rushmore, what is that, like four heads?
Well, five Mount heads. Rushmore is five four heads. Heads.
Four heads, yeah. So,
yeah, it would have to be four heads. Are you asking me what the four heads of my hip hop Mount Rushmore are?
Yeah.
Is that what you're fucking that's asking what, me right now?
That's what that Jordan's what the asking fuck you.
You're asking me, Jordan, is this my own personal Mount Rushmore or is this everyone else's?
Your own personal.
I'm going to do
who yours.
Kid Rock. Kid Rock.
50 Cent.
Kid Rock. 50 Cent.
Curtis Jackson. 50 Cent.
Kid Rock. 50 Cent. Tekashi. And 2 Chainz.
I buy it, dude. I know this kid better than anybody, and I think he's not lying.
Everything but Tekashi really does hold true to, like, listenership. MF Doom, obviously. I don't think I would have started writing verses without his influence.
I'd probably put
Black Thought.
I was just gonna say Black Thought is always in my top three.
I said it first. Quell. But
I'm thinking more less my favorite and just who belongs. And I think I have a hard time because I think Q-Tip and Fife belong in there, and that's like same group.
Right.
So there's already two down because I feel like without those two, it's wrong. And then like Rakim should be there. I'm not the biggest Rakim fan. I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm thinking myself.
I'm thinking like people that.
And if I'm thinking myself, Biggie and Pac probably aren't even there.
Right.
You know, if I'm making a comedy lineup, I'm not going to put Big J Okerson in it, even though I love him. It's got to go Carlin and Pryor and like Lenny Bruce and that type of shit.
I like Biggie.
Right, Biggie.
Pac was never. I was always favored Biggie, but
Tupac's got to be on there.
I still always saw it as something that like as. I'm not supposed to draw too much inspiration from that as a rapper. I always felt, you know, yeah. I'm not, these aren't the things that I'm supposed to be inspired by because the shit they're, most of the shit that they're coming from is not genuine to my position.
Yeah, we don't necessarily relate to Biggie or
what I related to, and I've said before about MF Doom, like that it made me start rapping. It's like he raps in third person. He raps like a comic book character. Sometimes it made me feel like I don't have to be autobiographical, you know?
Yeah.
So if we're talking influence wise,
and
whatever,
I have to put Fonte
put
on mine. I might know I'm going over, but Fonte is my favorite rapper.
That is a Biggie.
So,
no Biggie, but Fonte is a Biggie.
I separate the like my personal Mount Rushmore from like the, you know, the collective Mount Rushmore of like you got to just acknowledge Fife and Biggie and that type of shit. Even though, like, I would put Fonte and Doom in personal influence higher. Black Thought, personal influence higher than, like, Tupac and Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is not a great answer. I wish I could narrow shit down. I wish someone could say top five and I could come up with five and be happy with it. But for anything, movies or anything, I just, like, there's always way more than that. But yeah, I was just thinking about this because we have the Tribe Called Quest picture in our studio. We were in the studio yesterday. I was looking at it, and I was like, I was looking at Q-Tip, and just like, that motherfucker's a legend. Like,
and you were like,
Fife's literally a legend. He's not alive anymore.
Yep.
But both of them, man, that was like a super dynamic duo of.
I'll tell you about
I don't
the
think hip hop would be like, you know, tell where you it is, and they that was like game change shit.
Told you about the time Q-Tip poured me a shot of Patron. Because I'm a fucking G like that. I ball out. I was balling out. I thought you guys were going to like ask something. You just
no,
at
that
me.
Wasn't
I think that's the story. Q-Tip poured you a shot of Patron. There's nothing more than that.
It really isn't. There's not much more to expound on. I was at a nightclub. He was DJing. He walked around with a bottle of Patron in it. Stack of shot glasses and gave everyone a
wow.
shot.
Wow. And I was thinking about Fife because in the Tribe documentary, there's this part where I wanted to sample it, and I still might make something out of a song for it, where he's talking about, he's just like, he says, like, hip-hop, man, I love hip-hop, but I could do with or without it. Like, that's, and I was thinking about how a guy who, like, hip-hop couldn't even be, he changed the game, man, and, like, it's doper. He is hip-hop, and to hear literally hip-hop saying, I could live with or with, and then he, you know, does obviously doesn't survive. It's like, I always found some beautiful irony and juxtaposition in that statement. I'm like, I could live with or without hip-hop. And I'm like, but that is you, man. You, like, made...
I don't know if that is him, but he is that. It's like a square and a rectangle.
You always do the square rectangle thing and try to find this loophole. But, like, you know what I'm saying,
it's
man.
It's my go-to.
One of people's biggest inspirations to hear that, like, rap isn't an inspiration for them anymore and they're over it is like, fuck, man. That could happen to anybody.
I would put Dilla as my fourth.
Nice.
Yeah. Dilla. Mad Lib for me, too. Like, I went through a bigger Mad Lib phase.
I said MF Doom, Black Thought, someone else, and Dilla. Frick.
Well, rewind to hear his fourth one.
Well, I was just about to say that Talib Kweli is kind of like... fell off from my spot, but for the time that he was my like biggest influence, he influenced the shit that I made then. I can't take that back. So
it's such an interesting question because we're still trying to come up with names, and like Eminem and Drake and Kanye and shit are like nowhere near our Mount Rushmore, you know. But a lot of people would say like, how do you not have all of them in there? Kendrick, how do you not have him?
Well,
in
we
there?
Started. Doing shit before Kendrick and Drake
were
famous.
Yeah, I look at it as more before their time.
Lil Wayne.
Even though we're not on the same level at all, or not even playing the same fucking game, we're in the same like era of Drake and Kanye.
I wouldn't
and
have
shit.
A problem with Lil Wayne getting a spot in the overall one. I think it's my respect for him has... developed since, you know, we started, we said before, when we started rapping as corny fucking high school turds, we were like, Lil Wayne sucks, I could do better than I can make.
My arrogance that I was better than Lil Wayne at age 17 is why I started rapping. I was like, I'm going to show everybody that I'm better than him.
Lil Wayne was a monster.
Lil Wayne's dope, man, and I couldn't admit that 10 years ago, you know?
Nice. Yeah, his sign-off's worth reading. He says, keep making dope music, guys. I just became a Patreon member.
Yeah! I love you.
And
I'm in love with you.
I'm looking forward to more Palmer Squares content and taking advantage of the sweet merch discount.
Frick.
Yes. He's looking forward to the new collab
now
album
that you're
with Bob Cause, Junkyard Samurai. Good job with the plug. He's Jordan's plugging everything.
And I love this guy.
Before he pieces out, thanks again, guys. Hopefully, I'll be able to catch a Canadian show sooner rather than later.
Oh, it's funny you mention it. Jordan? Is that his name?
That is his name, Jordan. Right.
Yeah. Interesting timing, Jordan. You got to leave, Drew? You going to take off?
Plug your shows.
All right. Well, we're coming to Canada. You'd know where that was going. We got September 13th.
Over the border, across the way.
Holy shit. That's September 13th in Toronto at Adelaide Hall. And September 14th in St. Catharines at Detour Music Hall. It's the same spots we played last time on the No More Jobs tour. So if you were there last time, come again. And we'll do it. We'll do new stuff. We're going to give you sneak previews of the Junkyard Samurai tracks.
Little
Sans
new
prob.
Shit, little old shit. You'll hear some YouTube shit, some not on YouTube
shit. Yeah, we're
going to
change our shit up.
Toronto, Adelaide Hall, September 13th. We're going to be with Dro. We
to
don't
be determined.
Yeah, to be determined. There might have been a name on the first flyer as a special guest who is not the special guest, I was later informed. So fucking scratch that.
We're getting our ducks in a row, but we're coming back.
More information to come. Tickets available for Toronto on Ticketfly right now. $18 and 19 years of age or up to get
I think
in.
There's a promo code area, and try putting Palmer Squares all caps in. I think that should be the code if it prompts you with that. So, yeah, we're coming back. We're trying to book a couple extra dates around that, so we might have some more updates soon. Maybe something in Michigan on the way home. Sorry to get your hopes up if we don't book it. But And yeah, that's mid-September.
And when is this out? This is so next week, August 23rd, we're going to be in Florida with Strange.
Well, first thing, this Saturday, we're going to be in Indiana.
God damn it.
We're going to be doing... I don't know if you ever went to our Poonaroo. Well, not our Poonaroo. Midwest Hype puts these events. We played a few years consecutively. So that's where we got to open for Dell. It was fucking awesome.
Is this Poonaroo or is this something different?
I played that one.
This is something different, I think, because they were trying to set up Justin's...
I love what they do there.
But it's awesome. And like,
so it's the same grounds.
It's a big like barn house with a stage in the back and tents and shit. They get a beer tent.
DIY
and
like, festival, pretty much.
Yeah, a food tent.
It's a festival, just on a smaller scale.
You can camp there.
They
I think
do
it's
it.
Like $30 for like the whole night. And so there's music all night. We're one of like seven acts. And later they have Gift of Gab from Blackalicious this year. That's this Saturday. August 18th. In LaPorte, Indiana. So it's only like less than an hour from Chicago. If you wanted to come to this, it's going to be a fun time. Midwest Hype then plays late into the morning, closes the show. You guys can camp there, no drinking and driving. Lots of space.
It's pretty damn organized. They got fucking beer tents. They got like this big ass sick barn that you can fucking...
I think I said all this.
All right, you said it all. They... Party stuff.
Partying. Yeah, if there's ever a show where you can probably do drugs with us and stuff, like that, this is one for sure. We're probably just going to go there and drink a lot.
It's usually
and enjoy a gift
free reign atmosphere.
Shout out to Midwest Hype. We're going to be doing that 45-minute set, so come on out. And that's just us, man. There's going to be music from like 7 to 3 in the morning or something like that.
What's the date on that?
This Saturday, August 18th.
August 18th. Then August 23rd, we're going to be in Florida with Strange Music, Ubiquitous from Cess Q, recognize...
Q? Like cue ball?
Ubiquitous from Cess Crew, recognize Mr. Burns, Stevie Stone, and JL. We're going to be the special guest opening up the show. Strange Music in Florida, the 23rd in Jacksonville at Jack Rabbit's, 24th in Orlando at Sound Bar, 25th in Sarasota at Old School Bar and Grill, and the 26th in Lake Worth at Propaganda.
So I was just thinking about this, and you're flying to your family after that. Am I supposed to drive home alone in a rental car from Lake Worth, South Florida, to Chicago the day after this?
This is probably something that should be worked out later.
I don't want to do that at all.
Off the air. I don't know. This is
I'm saying it on the air because somebody might be able to help me. Yeah. I don't want to do that. It's fucking like a day. It's the whole day of driving. And with no company.
Yeah, just return the whip in Sarasota and get a cheap flight back to Chicago.
Brandon, help!
Spirit. Right. I was just watching Fifth Element just like run on the tarmac and then like climb up in a little thing like that old monk dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can do. But yeah, we're going to be in Florida.
I was just watching Liar Liar run up on the tarmac.
The goddamn pen is blue!
Drive one of those ladder cars and then go up to the fucking window on it with your son, who's about to fly away with your wife and her new boo.
Maximilian, Bo, it's the claw!
And be like, Max!
All right. TPSReportsPodcast@gmail.com or 708-797-3079. Leave us a voicemail.
Shout out Carrie Ellis.
Those are the shows. We got the shirts. There's a discount on Patreon for patrons for the shirts.
Become a patron.
Junkyard Samurai coming soon. We got the first single coming out on Friday, I believe. Said that last week, but this week it's supposed to be not a lie because we got to get this... squared away, and it should be up, but I'm being vague still, so you know what that means. The podcast, been doing some work on getting the podcast in more locations.
Right.
Said, fuck the, out with the old, in with the new, and it seems like video is totally on the back burner. I would love to get to like live stream and video and all that shit too, but don't have a camera, can't budget the camera right now. Also, might be on the road more this fall, and for right now, man, this show is recorded a day or a couple in advance thing that I want to be on all platforms like audio wise so you can just get it on your iPhone or your Android or whatever. So
step
now
one,
it's on Apple Podcasts. I'm still having an issue with, hopefully, but it should be fixed by the time this shit is out.
Hopefully you listen to this one like when it was meant to drop off Apple Podcasts. If you listen,
well,
to
that's
Apple
different because we got to switch. We were already there, and now we got to like switch it from there to. But the other places are brand
there's
new,
a,
so
there's
it's
a
first
third
time.
Party now.
But we got this shit. These are all free apps: Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music for Android, TuneIn. I think that's what the Echo is. Like if you say, "Hey Alexa, Alexa, play TPS Reports podcast." If that worked in anyone's house right now, then and it's working. Stitcher.
Well, it already is.
We're on Stitcher, CastBox, Overcast, Podcast Addict. These are all like extra shits. But if you're listening on YouTube and it's a pain and you just want to like be able to download it into your iTunes or just download the episodes and stream them in an app easily on your phone. Sometimes YouTube, you know, we talked about that. The shit just like, you know, your phone screensaver comes on and it stops playing your shit. It's on way more apps, and you should be able to get it on Android now, too, Google Play, all that shit. So going to try to get it on Spotify, too, and just knock out everything. And
I thought I saw an email or maybe it was a comment in your Facebook fan group that it is now on Spotify.
No
it's live.
Fucking
it's
way. Well, I'm going to check that out. And if it's not, I'm going to put it there. Bitch. So making moves. And yeah, I guess that's it, right? That's about it.
I've always loved how in the end of Friday, when Ice Cube breaks up with his girlfriend on the phone, he's like, "It's over, bitch!" There's like an L in there, like, pussy tastes good, won't you sit on my taste blubs?
What is that about?
Taste blubs.
I hear blubs, dude.
Every time.
Really, that's what you hear?
Blubs.
Yeah, that's what it is. You don't hear blubs?
It's taste not what I hear. Blubs. It's what he said.
Yeah.
Bitch!
All my life, I want money and pie. That's not what you hear?
I told a
money
homie.
It's like Cartman.
There's nothing to say there, but that was playing at work in the kitchen. When I told a homie, like, genuinely, first 40 times I heard this song, I thought he was saying money and pie respect. Want money and pie respect. Like he wants
my
money
authority.
And pie.
It's Cartman.
Respect my authority.
And pie.
All my life I want money and pie.
So
respect
check it out,
my
guys.
Authority.
We're going to end with something special. This is a now released, previously unreleased track that we recorded a couple of years ago when we were working on Planet of the Shapes. We had this as one of our goals for Patreon, and when we met a certain amount of patrons in our little community there, in our fan club, we were going to drop, you know, it just didn't make the album, and then we didn't listen to it for a couple years, and then we were listening to it recently, and we're just like, I think fans would want to hear this. This is, you know, it just didn't make the cut. So
it kind of could have.
And then our homie Paul Elliott
slaps.
We wrapped a cool ass video idea. This is not the new shit, by the way. The new shit's coming very soon. Hopefully this Friday. But go to patreon.com.
This is the new old shit.
Patreon.com/Palmer Squares. You
old
can watch a new music video for an unreleased song that's out now. And yeah, we did a video for it. We're like, if we're going to release it, let's do it, you know? So go to patreon.com/Palmer Squares. And we're going to make this video public so that everybody can see it when we get a few more patrons and when we reach that goal. So if you want to give us $1 a month, you'll be able to see the video. I'm just going to make it. It's there now for all patrons. So you could give us $1, cancel anytime if you want to see this shit early. But after our Junkyard Samurai single comes out and shit, we just want a few more people to check out the Patreon page. And we really appreciate that support. So we've got a new song called Bars. New old song. It's old shit. It's not new shit. Not to be confused with new shit. It's old new shit. Bars, produced by Dro and Josh Grant. Check it out on Patreon, and if we get a few more supporters there, we're just going to drop it so that everybody can see it worldwide.
Worldwide. This is what MTV at one point, do they still call it spanking new?
Consider me Kurt Loder right now.
Consider me Kurt.
So yeah, this Loads. Is Bars, a track that didn't make Planet of the Shapes, but now has a music video. There's songs on Planet of the Shapes. Most songs on Planet of the Shapes didn't get music videos, but this song that didn't make it did. It's called Bars, and we'll see you next week. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe on these apps. I can look at numbers now and know where you're listening.
Analytics.
Smooches.
Smooch.
I got bars. Yeah. I'm a card carrying barbarian. Can't keep it dick.
making your pants if you aren't wearing them. Damn Gina, get up and dance, stampede to the club. I'm a hater, can't teach me to love. Barbiturates can't split the cigar, get it twisted. You think that you aren't a statistic? Slipping beneath the flicker with the light fluorescent. Live within the prison of the mind, tormented. A cyber pirate hide behind the bars. Down low, less Karl Marx, Mo Groucho, snarl a bark. Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Sound off, one, two, presumptuous gumshoe. I got this gumption and moxie. Obviously it's not just a hobby. I'm down for the cause. Nah, none of the above. I'm fucking with you. Finna barf and get barred from the club. Yup, snot nose. We holy apostles. Stomp through your block, sweet home in Chicago. 5-0, keep holding you down. Lot of beef. Gotta leap over obstacles. Stone like fossils. Got bars like handle. Body parts in the jar on the mantle. Yo, I'm about as hard as I can be. Damn, B, got bars like candy. I don't want to. I gotta devour by the piranhas. The final hour upon us. You should lower the cost. Nary a cloud in the sky till the frogs fall from it. The flood coming. Every first child to die. I'm an addict of the product I've been peddling. It's gotten out of hand. Need a doctor, got the medicine. Man, I are far advanced. Rocking in a reeling. I bought a bar for air, motherfucker.
I got bars.
Bars.
I got bars.
Bars.
I got bars.
Bars.
I got bars.
Bars.
Find a Barbie in the bargain bin and barter with the clerk. I'll make the party go berserk. A snarky little artisan regarded as a jerk. Steve Martin speak jargon much larger than the earth. Assimilate to the syllabary letters. If you really wanna liberate your literary edge from preliminary levels to proficient with the flow. Look close, see I glisten and I glow. You know I got B-A-R's. The weed tastes harsh, so my team take charge when the pregame starts. Woo. I run relay yards, both feet in the street. On a 3-day march, we embark on a voyage. I'm a heartless annoyance, a martyr leaving charlatans voiceless. Coitus, fingers smelling like koi fish. Act pull tail, getting head when the coin flips. Crown Royal and Narcy Cola with Vicky and Christina out in Barcelona. Peace squares and dro, that's the beat creator. Streaming data, y'all better charge your phones up. Huh, no bars. So I do marginal skills, get the gold stars. I do rebarbative shit with a crowbar. Blowhard, about to make it big. Zoltar, or Bart Simpson and Barney Gumbo. Lit the bar with a big bowl of barley gumbo. Vinny Barbarino with the sharpened lingo. My dick's hard, discharge and reload. You got bars, but our bar's way better. At the Barclays Center with the Barksdale boys. Been a hard day's night. Paul McCartney, Jay Lennon, P Squares. Breaking records in your heart, make noise, huh?
I got bars.
I got bars.
I got bars.
I got bars.
I got bars.